Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hour one on this Thursday. Respect our time zone. It starts tonight in Denver. The Nuggets, 8.5-point favorites against the Miami Heat. Welcome in to the program. We got a busy show. Jason Jackson, the voice of the Miami Heat, will join us. The great Doris Burke from the Mothership will stop by, and we'll explore the Oakland A's, believe it or not. They are still moving, and they're not moving much in the won and lost column there in Major League Baseball. But on the move, and we'll explore what exactly Vegas is getting. The A's lost last night, 2-game winning streak. It's over.
Snapped.
It got snapped. Like, 2-game winning streak. Snapped. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning if you're on chat row, those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or if you're listening on our radio affiliates numbering 390 cities around the country. Got something really special for you. It's called Access Day. You ever wanted to visit the Man Cave? You want to sit here and watch the show? iHeartRadio Access Day, which means access to some incredible deals. We're giving away a trip for two to spend a Meet Friday with us in the Man Cave. To enter, get official rules, go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. So that's iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. And one winner receives a trip for two to this Man Cave in Milford, Connecticut. And you can catch a portion of the show from the green room, a photo opportunity with everybody here, and also enjoy what we cook up on the Traeger. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Game one coming up later on tonight, 8:30 Eastern. The Pistons gave Monty Williams a deal he couldn't refuse. He's the highest paid coach in NBA history. Zach Edey is going back to Purdue. Might make more money back at Purdue than going into the NBA. I don't know if he was going to be a first-round draft pick. We should look at some of the drafts, mocks. Is he a late first-round pick there? The Purdue center, who was the player of the year. The NFL OTAs are wrapping up. Trout and Ohtani, homer. Ohtani had two home runs. He had about 900 feet of home runs yesterday, and the Angels win. Is that a good thing? We'll discuss that coming up as well. We have the over-unders for tonight. I'll have that for you. Seton, what's the poll question we're going to go with in hour one?
Dan, who is the more disrespected team, the Denver Nuggets or the Miami Heat? Because both of them right now are playing the disrespected card.
Yeah, somebody has to be the favorite, and it's the Nuggets, but it's like they don't want to be favorites. They want to have this, well, nobody believed in us. We have a chip on our shoulder. But Miami has that as well. So I think it's a battle of underdogs. Nobody wants to be, you know, somebody's going to win a championship here. So it's going to be hard to say, hey, I'm sorry, nobody believed in you. You can use that if you want to. People believed in Denver, I think, far more than they did Miami. But Miami was the number one seed the previous year. Like, this isn't out of nowhere. It's just Miami had injuries, and they didn't play well. And then they played well in the postseason. Denver has been great from start to finish. But we're waiting to see. Like, this, it'll never be there on a platter like it will be this year for Denver. Everything went right for Denver this year. They stayed healthy, and the rest of the West did not. And you have this opportunity against the Miami Heat to win an NBA championship. You may not get this chance again. Who has more to lose? Jimmy Butler or the Joker? Yeah, Paul.
I think Butler's already won the playoffs. Yeah. Unless the Heat somehow gets swept, which is very unlikely, Butler and Spoelstra seem to be big winners.
Okay.
I would say Denver, if somehow they give it up after being such heavy favorites, people are going to revert back to 6 months ago where the past couple of years in the playoffs, you've gone backwards. You have not advancing. You're going backwards. And I think that's why people didn't love Denver in March.
We've been down this road before. Yes. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, the Heat are totally playing with house money. No one really thought they'd get past the Greek Freak and the Bucks, and the fact that they're in the finals is amazing to a lot of people. I know we get caught up in the whole 8-seed thing, but the Heat, as long as they don't get swept, as long as they win at least one game and have a decent showing, they're way ahead of the game.
Okay. The over-under for games is 5.5. Anybody taking the under 5.5 games in this series? Yes, Paul?
I'm taking the under.
Okay. You got the Nuggets in 5?
I think the Nuggets in 5. I think it's really tough to sweep.
Okay.
But Nuggets look good.
All right. Gentlemen, sweep. All right. Everybody else taking the over in this?
Trying to remember what I said yesterday.
I think I just said the opposite of what I said.
Yesterday, I think we did sweep or 7.
Yes. Yes. More likely to have a sweep or 7 games.
It's
okay.
7.
It's okay. Yeah. You're just like any other analyst at ESPN. Just say something one day. Who cares? They may not remember it the next day.
Yeah, because yesterday I was positive the Nuggets are rolling through this. And today I woke up being like, you know what? This might be Jimmy Butler's year.
I have the over-unders for points tonight. Over-under the Joker tonight. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
25.5.
Paulie.
27.5.
Bloop,
there you
bloop.
Go. Let's go.
My Nuggets.
Okay. Over, under, Jimmy Butler tonight, Todd.
26.5.
Seton.
25.5.
Marvin.
23.5.
Paulie.
30.
27.5.
It's always 27.5. Yeah. My first guess is always 27.5.
27.5 for Joker, 27.5 for Jimmy Butler. Over under Jamal Murray.
27.5.
No, it's not. Marv.
24.5.
Paulie.
23.5.
Todd.
22.5.
25.5. Yeah. Let's see. How about the underrated Caleb Martin? Over under, Marv.
He's disrespected, so I'm going to say 17.5.
Paulie.
14.5.
Todd.
16.5.
Seton.
19.5.
15.5.
Oh, that is disrespectful.
So slapping his face.
Unbelieved.
The Joker is a big favorite to have a triple-double tonight. Plus 100. Yes, Paul.
Jokic or the field for MVP, if you had to put a bet down?
I'd take Joker.
Yeah. Probably the right bet.
Yeah. Because even though Jimmy Butler got the MVP in the Eastern Conference Finals, I didn't think he deserved MVP. So it's either going to be Jimmy Butler or Joker, it feels like. With maybe Jamal Murray would probably be third on that list with the odds. Maybe Bam Adebayo. Tyler Hero won't be playing tonight. At least that's the latest report. And I think Vegas is basically saying the final score tonight will be 114-104. Because the over-under for the Heat tonight as a team is 114.5. The Miami Heat over-under is 104.5. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, there's one place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of this program, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. All right. What other poll questions here? By the way, Paulie gave me a mock draft Bleacher Report. Zach Edey, early second round pick for the Purdue big man. Yeah, Paul.
So there's a guy who probably went back to college because of NIL.
Yeah.
He could probably make some nice dough at Purdue, grab a degree, be the man, and delay being the backup center for Charlotte for a year.
Well, I wonder what they're asking him or telling him he needs to work on. Because if he was going to be a first-round draft pick, I'm assuming that he would have come out. Although he might make the same amount of money at Purdue with NIL. Yes, he.
But this is a good thing, right? That kids, instead of leaving early for the draft, are staying another year in college?
Yeah, I think because of NIL.
The NIL gives you the ability to not feel the pressure of that check.
Yeah, and he's going to get a degree. He'll make his money. Maybe he betters himself. Maybe he improves his range. I mean, I don't know what the knock is on him. Mobility is obviously an issue there, but he is a big man in a sport that doesn't really value big men the way they do or did. So going back to Purdue, where, I mean, he put up really good numbers, but they bowed out and flamed out in the tournament. Yeah, Paulie.
If he was, let's say he was the first pick of the second round of the NBA draft, he'd be making about $1.2 million a year for the next 2 years guaranteed.
Okay.
He's probably close to that at Purdue.
Yeah, I don't know what his NIL numbers are.
I looked him up. I couldn't really find him. There were some estimates that he made $800,000. Who knows? But, you know, it's close.
Yeah. Didn't the Iowa big man, wasn't he
Luke Garza?
Garza.
Love that guy.
Yeah, but he was like two-time Big Ten Player of the Year, but he was lacking, I don't know, maybe it was a mid-range game or something, but he was a good player.
I think Draymond Green was in this position. I think he was two-time, at least one-time.
He might have been two-time Big Ten. Yeah, might have been.
And that didn't help in the draft at all.
Well, he was a mid-first-round pick, though, wasn't he? Was Draymond...
Second-round pick.
Oh, second-round pick.
Okay. He was a fourth pick of round two.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think they were trying to figure out what position Draymond would play.
That's right.
And then Draymond convinced him that Draymond is going to create a position that he plays.
I'm looking at Draymond Green's draft profile, and positives, he's positionless. He could play all over the court. Negatives, he's positionless.
Monty Williams, of course, is the highest-paid coach in NBA history. The Detroit Pistons, they gave him a deal that he couldn't refuse. So he gets fired by Phoenix, and then he got a raise going to Detroit. But it felt like, hey, we really want you to come here. Yeah, how badly? How about $10 million a year? All right, all right. So you get fired. Nick Nurse got fired and then got an upgrade coaching Philadelphia here. And you still have some openings here. Is Steve Nash going to get the Raptors job? He's interviewing for that. Going back home to Canada? Who's getting the Phoenix Suns job? Yes, Tom.
In the real world, you get fired. You're out of work for a while. You're maybe on the unemployment line. Eventually, maybe you take some job that you don't really like, and you're probably making less than you were. It's just fascinating how it works in this business.
Yeah, Marv.
But when those guys get fired, they can afford never to ever work again if they don't need to.
True.
It's like, you know what? I'll just take a year off since I'm with my kids, and after 6 months, they're like, I hate these people in this house.
Is Doc Rivers getting hired?
I don't know.
That's your Doc Rivers impersonation?
I'll be all right. Don't worry about that. I'm going to be just fine. I did what I could. I did the best I could. But I lost a lot of game sevens. I know it.
Yeah.
I don't play. I'm not on the court.
Thank you, Todd. Doc sounds like that before the season starts. You know, usually you get that postseason voice by college coaches. Doc has that postseason voice before the season starts. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show, and anything else that we need to mention here before we take a break?
I heard some good rumblings about Meat Friday already.
Good rumblings?
Yeah, the guys in the back, Tyler, some really nice stuff being thrown around.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So summer fun, even though it's not summer yet, even though summer starts June 1st.
Mm. Oh, it does officially?
Yeah, it's like fall starts on September 1st. I know about that calendar stuff.
Yeah, the calendar.
Ugh, big waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
September 1st is fall, right? College football, foliage.
Yeah. Yeah.
June 1st should be summer. It's going to be 85 degrees today.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
I'm with Paulie, but I just think it's Memorial Day. Like as soon as that Friday Memorial Day weekend
right.
hits,
yeah, summer.
It's the summer. Let's go.
White pants,
shirts off.
The summer months are June, July, and August. Everybody knows
that's
that.
Right. We should push for that. Stop wasting everybody's time.
We're getting a lot done this week. Yeah. We changed the name of every league. Now we're going to change the calendar.
We also pitched a movie with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino having babies at their advanced ages.
We're getting a lot done.
Yeah, we are.
Someone said yesterday, how about the Oh My Godfather?
Oh.
Like, oh my God, I'm having a baby at age 80.
Okay.
The Oh My Godfather.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And both were in The Godfather.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Is Al Pacino surprised that that happens? There's no way.
Seton said yesterday, he's like, there's no way that that's a surprise. And I go, okay. And then all of a sudden I saw the article, De Niro's surprised that he's going to be, or Pacino's surprised he's going to be a father.
Nah. No. Unless he forgot. There's just no way.
Are you doubting the New York Post?
But he's that old. He might have forgotten.
Yeah,
like, what was I supposed to remember? What am I supposed to put on? Huh? Hoo-ha. No, you-ha.
I'm 83, Dad. Why would I have a kid at 83? I'd be 100 years old at the kid's high school graduation. Hoo-ha.
Wait, is that Doc Rivers or Al Pacino?
There's a little mix.
Okay.
There's Doc Pacino. I can't have a kid at 83.
Okay, all right.
Some of the other names, scent of a diaper. That's not bad. Some of them I can't say on there.
I do like that you have these two older gentlemen having babies, and they would live in a retirement community, and somehow they'd be retired mobsters. But like, you have to make it cute, but then there also has to be like an element of danger there with this. Yes, Paul?
80 for baby. Instead of 80 for Brady.
Okay.
That's not bad. They got that mess made.
Yep. Scent of a diamond. A diaper.
Diaper daddies.
Yes, Marv.
Hoo-ha is right.
Okay. How about we take a break here? Just getting started. Just out of the gate, Jason Jackson Jr. III, the Miami Heat announcer, will join us. And we'll talk to him coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show. National Pharmacy Network, owned by Bright Spring Health, has informed nearly 6 million members that social security numbers, names, birth dates, medical information, all exposed in a data breach. This was between March 12th and 13th. So the cyber criminals can use that information and commit identity theft. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day, and you can rest sleep better at night knowing you have LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. And if you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. It's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. It's 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Just heard from somebody who said there's no NIL money in West Lafayette, Indiana for Purdue. Whether that's true or not, somebody familiar with the university, we were talking about Zach Edey, who's going to stay at Purdue. And we thought maybe he was going to come out after being the Big Ten Player of the Year, but told there's no way there's millions of dollars in NIL money in Purdue or with those boosters there. But Zach Edey is going back to Purdue. Yes, Fritzy, you have something about Al Pacino when his baby is born?
I was wondering, once the baby comes out and friends and family want to meet the baby, what would Al Pacino likely say?
Okay.
How would he introduce the baby to the world?
All right, and that would be?
Say hello to my little friend.
Okay.
It's likely what he might say. I would hope he would say
little Scarface there. Yeah.
Back to you in the
Thank
studio.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. I text Jason Jackson Jr. the third prior to Game 7, the Heat in the Garden. Miami Heat play-by-play voice. And I said, nervous question mark. And he was not nervous at all. It's all about the money for Jason Jackson Jr. the third. Welcome back to the program.
All about the money. I mean, it's a significant portion of the spoils.
Okay.
Your girl Sherelle wants a new kitchen.
Okay.
I mean, quartz and LGs and backsplashes and waterfalls. I got.
But you weren't nervous. You were not. You weren't nervous about your Miami Heat. Why?
What? Because this team has done this all year. I mean, like, honestly, when you look at the regular season versus the postseason, the stretch of goodness hadn't really existed in any consistent way in the regular season. I think the longest winning streak for the Heat during the regular season was three. Okay. There were a few of them, but it was the longest winning streak. So the fact that, you know, they jumped out to the 3-0 lead, okay, seen that. The three losses was really 2.25, but they don't count them that way. That last loss was the type of thing that gets your full attention, you know.
But, so, okay, you're not nervous at all going into Game 7. Come on, pregame, the hype video, all of that, you're not going, uh-oh.
No, gangrene only has so much that they can really toss at you. That is what I refer to as the fan base of the Boston Celtics, gangrene.
Okay.
And when it got tough, Danny, when it got tough, and I'm talking at the beginning of the fourth quarter. No, let's go back to halftime when the boos started in Game 7 on the home floor. Where's the jet fuel that you're giving your squad? It's supposed to cascade down onto the parquet. Gangrene. Boo! Stop jacking it! I'm like, what are they talking about?
How nervous are you facing Denver?
Again, my name should be Purvis.
You're never nervous, Purvis Ellison?
I'm never nervous.
Okay.
The thing that does concern me is that there is – how do you stop Joker? Like, where is that? You can run him around. I think that's the first thing you've got to say is let's make him just exude as much energy as possible defensively. So now I see Bam Adebayo starting on the baseline for every set and sprinting to the top of the arc. In 90 pick and rolls, 90. And I think that's the only way to just get a little lather going. On the other end, you've seen this. And he'll get the ball. Here comes the double team. He is an enormous human being. He just looks over the top of everything, finds whoever's open. They'll make it or they won't, but they've been rolling, so the making tends to happen. You cannot shake that man. And now that everyone is so super confident, it's going to be a scrambling defense. And I think that's what really helped Miami against, I think Milwaukee was probably the closest thing that they get to in the sense of, and Giannis wasn't at 100%, but that's, you go back and you look at that, you watch every loss in the last 6 weeks and you try to figure out something that just keeps that big monster on the move.
We're talking to Jason Jackson, play-by-play voice, and also TV host and NBA host on SiriusXM, joining us from Denver. Game one coming up tonight, Miami 8.5-point underdog. Feels like both these teams trying to embrace the nobody thought we would be here, or, you know, we're the underdogs here. Denver is a big favorite here, but they're playing the nobody, you know, wants to give us any credit. How is that playing, do you think, with the Miami Heat?
Dan, they don't care. I mean, and it's not even disdain for Denver having that edge. That's just the mentality of this group. If you saw Jimmy's comments yesterday, that really leads to everything that trickles out of the mouth of Kyle Lowry, out of the face of Bam Adebayo as well, as everybody on that roster, is that if they play, if the Heat play their best basketball, then that's the best chance to win. What is that? That is defending your you-know-what off, turning that defense into offense, and then everything becomes a little bit easier. Let us discuss, though, the reality of 1 mile in the air, particularly the first game. That is not something to take lightly. As someone who walks three levels of stairs in that building, huffing and puffing, I was literally just sitting in my broadcast location, section 260. Thank you, Nuggets. That's lovely. I'm looking down to the floor. I'm literally going, I'm lightheaded up here. I'm sitting still. Like, so that just getting acclimated to that. I think most players say it takes about two quarters before that happens. So it's going to be interesting to watch how.
Are you saying that the altitude could affect your performance tonight in game one?
I'm going to have oxygen
okay
between my legs. It's going to be easily accessible.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Feels like Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler have already won the playoffs. That we recognize how great Spoelstra is nationally. And Jimmy Butler, here he is again, Jimmy Buckets. Say that fair?
Thankfully.
Yeah.
It's funny. So Spo doesn't need it and has a disdain for even sitting in – talking to us. I think I shared with you last time, Jimmy has no use for us as the professional observers of things. They do what is required of them in the sense of communicating. Obviously, after 27 years in this business, 15 as the head coach of the Miami Heat, Spo gets it and understands that there are a couple of layers that are there when it comes to communicating. Fan base, sometimes still talking to your players that way, that there's a usefulness to at least allowing us to note that you're one of the best to do this. Jimmy does not care. And I don't know if that's, you know, the Ducats or just the fact that he's from Tomball, Texas, or just his inner wiring, but it's just that part of it, neither one of them needs, and it does radiate to some level through the rest of the crew, which makes it an easy team to like, to root for. I was talking to somebody, one of our colleagues from the Worldwide Leader, and that person was noting that if you're a hoop head, this is going to be one of your favorite finals. It may not be the highest rated finals, but as a hoop head, these two teams, with some of the names we've already talked about, these are just really good basketball players, great basketball technicians, in the head coaches and staffs. So this is going to be a really, really good basketball finals, most likely. I just don't know if there's enough radiating from a casual fan that makes the finals, you know, a ratings juggernaut.
Tyler Hero not playing tonight, maybe not game two, maybe you bring him back game three at home. Could it be a bad thing if he comes back, given the injury and then trying to come back to play in the NBA Finals?
It's hard to make 20 points per game bad, but what I will say, it'll be different. His usage is more, I was told earlier in the season that it was at the level of Dwayne Wade, and I remember my eyes popping out of my head because I watch this man all the time, and I'm going, he has the ball in his hands that much? I didn't realize. But Tyler really worked on his ball handling 2 years ago. And so he can get anywhere on the floor that he wants, and then he can score everywhere, at the basket, mid-range, and three. What that does sometimes, as you well know, sir, as someone who is a bit of a ball hog himself,
absolutely,
is that it does alter everybody else's touches. I think Tyler's been paying attention over the last 6 weeks and realizing that when the Heat have five, six, seven guys in double figures, the offense is a hell of a lot easier. But that man can score. Like, that's literally what he does. I believe the nickname is Bucket. We got a lot of buckets in our joint.
Yeah, you can't have Jimmy Buckets.
That being said.
Yeah, you can't have a couple of buckets there. You got Jimmy Buckets.
He is Boy Wonder, but I mean, the man's a father of two children. I can't call him a child anymore. It's ridiculous.
He's got two kids now?
Tyler.
Yeah. Maybe it's the bucket hat that he's been wearing on the sidelines. Is that why he's known as Bucket Boy or whatever?
Nah, man. Nah, he can score.
Okay, all right.
He's something else.
All right, you sound pretty confident here. I think you're kind of absorbing Jimmy Butler. I think you're taking on Jimmy Butler's persona here a little bit.
I think it's the other way around. I am the elder now.
Yeah,
I am the elder.
Okay. All right, well, have fun.
I am realizing that at 51, I arrived at this job at 32, and I was the same age as the most senior players. And then you evolve into being the same age as everybody's crazy uncle.
Yeah.
And now I'm the same age, if not older, as most of the parents.
I met you in your 20s.
So I have a different perspective about.
You were in your 20s.
That's when we met.
Yeah.
Talking about when I got to Miami.
I know, but I'm just saying I've known you when I saw you when you were a kid.
23.
Yeah.
When I arrived.
23. Right outside my door, my office.
Here we go.
Yeah. Jason had a cubicle right outside my door. My office. You know, the new guy.
Looked like I served him daily.
I said hello to you. Right?
Yeah, oftentimes stole my TV.
I didn't steal a TV from you. But I told you I did it.
You had to. It was an us versus them environment.
Yes, it was
created.
Yes,
by the management at the mothership.
Yes,
that was ridiculous.
Yes, yes. But you were a new guy. I needed an extra TV in my office, and I didn't think you were using it that much, so I just brought it into my crib.
Well, when you were walking out the door, and I still had 4 hours until my show was on.
You were welcome to go into my office.
I would imagine you're thinking,
watch.
Oh, well, he'll be fine.
Yeah, and you were, weren't you?
After about a year and a half, yes, I was fine. Got there.
All right, have fun tonight and conserve your energy, okay?
Little small breaths like.
Are you okay now? I mean, you're.
NAILO and Harlem Knights.
Marvin got that one. I didn't get Danny Aiello in Harlem Knights.
At the end, when they lock him in the safe, and Eddie Murphy tells Danny Aiello, take short breaths.
Short breaths.
Or else you're bleeped up.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, somebody should be here to get you out of here by Monday. And this was a Friday.
Yeah.
So he's like, you should probably take a little tiny short break.
Have fun tonight. Yes, sir. Okay, good luck tonight.
More games, more money, Danny.
Yeah,
let's
go. That's all he cared about. Jason Jackson Jr. III, the Miami Heat radio play-by-play voice. Yeah, I said, are you nervous? He goes, hey, more games, more money. And I go, that doesn't sound like you're nervous. He goes, no. He goes, I'm not playing. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Chris in Pittsburgh. Hi, Chris. What's going on this morning?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good.
Had a question for you and maybe the staff back there, if there was a stat they could dig up.
Ooh.
Just wondering, looking at, you mentioned the over-under was 5 games coming into this series. If there was a stat on 2 teams meeting after one had a complete sweep versus another who went, pulled the line on all the way into game 7, I just think that there's got to be a stat out there. I'm looking at the over-under, maybe going to place a bet myself, but just seeing if your staff has a stat back there that could answer that question.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, he's saying how many NBA finals have a team from one Eastern Conference, Western Conference swept a team and one went 7? What happened? What was the result in the past matchups like that? Like what we have now? We have to look that up, and that will take some time.
So how many sweeps have we had in the NBA finals and how many games?
How many teams have come in off a sweep and come in off game 7, and what happened in those?
Oh, finals? Okay. Fritzy, would you reach out to Tuvi,
yep,
our research guy, see if he's got some information on that. Drew in New Mexico. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind today?
Morning, fellas. Paulie, just wanted to let you know, June 1st, 2023, I am selling the Hammer Burger on my menu as of today.
Wow, that's an honor.
What's the name of the restaurant, Drew?
It's called the Lucky Duck Grill.
Okay.
But I want to talk about the important topic of the day, not the NBA Finals. What's with all the banging on Limp Bizkit, man? I've listened to them for years and years, and I still listen to them voluntarily. And now thinking about it, I feel like it's almost like being a Kiss fan. Like, you're going to bash their music without having really listened to it. And it's sort of, it's like a lifestyle. It's not just being a fan of their music.
Drew, I don't know their music, so I'm not even giving an opinion on Limp Bizkit. Seton probably is more well versed in Limp Bizkit, but I'm not. I don't really know. I just know Fred Durst is the lead guy. I'm sorry if they're criticizing your lifestyle there, but Seton, response for Drew in New Mexico.
Well, one, the Lucky Duck restaurant or Lucky Duck Bar and Grill looks like a fantastic place.
All right,
Hammer's wonderful.
All right.
And
the Limp Bizkit comment?
I suppose it's possible that we haven't truly gone into the depths of, you know, the many layers of Limp Bizkit, and we're taking it a little too, you know, on face value.
Right, like the B-sides. Should we dive into the B-sides for a little while?
You know, dissect.
See, I think you
the
guys
musical
are being,
composition and maybe the lyrics a little more.
I think you're being sarcastic to Drew in New Mexico. Oh. It feels like that.
It's a lifestyle.
I know. I'm sorry, Drew. The lifestyle part of it.
Drew, do you have a Limp Bizkit tattoo?
I do not, but I do have a barbed wire armband.
Okay.
You didn't have to tell us that. We knew.
Dude, I love this dude, man. Drew, you're like a time capsule, a human time capsule. I love this.
Do you have a hat on backwards with some Oakleys on the brim?
No, I haven't gone that far.
Okay, but you got the barbed wire tattoo. Is the barbed wire all the way around your arm?
It is, man. And when they did the inside.
Oh, yes. That hurts. Yes.
That needle in the middle of my armpit.
Keep doing curls, Drew, just so the barbed wire still looks good. And, you know.
That hurts.
Good
that
luck.
Really
yes,
does.
It does.
Yeah.
That's why I John McEnroe, I think, had a tattoo, barbed wire, something like that, and it stopped right before it got to the underside of his tricep. And I go, you didn't do the whole thing? He goes, are you kidding me? It hurts. Underneath the arm, the inside part, that's where people cry.
See, the thing is with Drew and the Limp Bizkit lifestyle,
no,
you have to just not care what people say. At this point in the year, 2023, yeah, and you're still regularly listening to Limp Bizkit, you're in. You're a lifer. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Just enjoy yourself.
But he's kind of...
He seemed hurt. He seemed hurt.
No, he did. I think he was stung a little bit there. But yeah, he was trying to say being part of Limp Bizkit is like being part of the Kiss Army, and that's not right.
It seems more like being part of the Insane Clown Posse Army.
Okay, all right.
It's a little more cut from that cloth rather than the Kiss cloth. And I don't even like Kiss, but I wouldn't disrespect them that way.
Yes, boy.
If you're waiting for Limp Bizkit to come around to relevance again, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Be like, yeah, where were all you posers last?
Last 20 years.
Oh, now all of a sudden everybody loves Limp Bizkit again. Everybody's got a red backwards Yankee hat. Okay.
Marvin's playlist, the cookout playlist, you can vote on that at danpatrick.com. Are we playing Limp Bizkit tomorrow?
Is that even a question?
I think we have to.
They're going
to
be from Colorado tomorrow.
Okay.
Colorado wins. Oh, they're from Denver. You didn't know that?
Let's take a break. Play of the day is up next, Dan Patrick Show. If you're shopping for tires, you can stop your shopping because I have the place for you, TireRack.com. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. They test their tires. They have their own test track. They push the tires to the limit. Then they give you all the information. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. And if you're not sure where to begin, try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That's a personalized tire recommendation just for you, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you, your home or your office, and install them on site. Usually takes less than an hour. They sell only the best. Full lineup of Goodyear tires, and once again, shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. You see the Goodyear test results, special offers that they have. TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
High fly ball off the bat of Ohtani. Robert is back for it at the wall. That is gone. Shohei again. It's his second straight day with a homer. Oh, man, this one is going a long way. Shohei with his second today. A rocket.
Almost 900 feet of home runs for Shohei Ohtani. It's courtesy of Bally Sports West Television. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, automatically double the cash back you've earned. Doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. I mentioned this when Shohei Ohtani first came to the major leagues. The ball left his bat. There's only a couple of players that I remember when you hear that sound, it's different. And Jock Peterson of the Dodgers had that sound. When he would connect, it sounded different. Marvin, do you have this isolated with one of Ohtani's at-bats last night? Just listen to this.
Oh, man! Oh, man! This one is going a long way!
Yeah. It's almost like there's a microphone in the bat. But when he hits it, it just sounds different. And that's 900 feet of home runs for Shohei Ohtani. When's the trade deadline? Is that next month for Major League Baseball? Is this a good thing that the Angels are sort of hanging in there? Paulie?
I got Tuesday, August 1st, 2 months from today is the trade deadline.
Oh, boy.
The LA Angels are in no man's land with their situation. They're not going to overtake the Rangers in the West. Rangers are having a galactic season. They're on the cusp of the wild card. They're 30-27. They're just relevant enough and competitive enough to not trade anybody, which could be a disaster.
Okay, but at what point do you say, or have they already gone to Shohei Ohtani's reps and say, where do we start here?
Give us, you know, you almost go to his reps before August deadline and say, give us the number for you to end this and stay here. And then they tell you, say, no, we're not going to make you an offer. You make your offer. Almost have Ohtani make his offer. Then you go to management and ownership and say, can we do it?
Well, I just want to know if you want to stay there. That would be the first question. Yeah. Do you want to stay here? We're doing our best. We haven't done well. We failed Mike Trout. We don't want to fail you.
But his agent's going to tell him to not say anything and not communicate directly.
Well, then we might have to trade you.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay here? That would be my first question. If he says, yes, I do, let's work together and make this happen.
Imagine if the Angels went in the next season without Ohtani, with Trout, who's making a lot and is getting older, and they didn't trade Ohtani for anything. Mm. Now they're less competitive and they're less of a reason to show up to watch people play. That's the downside. That is a disaster. I'd much rather take the heat of trading Ohtani and get the biggest haul in MLB history.
Yeah, you're just, you know, when you start to win, and then are you going to continue to win? Like, is this real? Are you going to be a good team, a competitive team the rest of the year? And then what's the future going to look like? I mean, you're on the cusp. You got two of the three or four best players in the game, and you're sort of on the cusp. I mean, that's the danger here with that. If you're going to buy into, hey, we're a playoff team, we're competitive. No, that's going to be an interesting couple of months here. Trade deadline is going to be August 1st. And by the way, it's on a weekday. The league didn't want the trade deadline on a weekend. So that's why you have it on August 1st. Emerson in Minnesota. Hey, Emerson.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, as a Purdue alumni, I'm tired of people, you know, dumping on Purdue. But according to my source, representation of Edie, he will make over $2 million this year at Purdue NIL.
Okay. Well, unless he tells us that he's making that kind of money, I got one person who is involved in the situation at Purdue said they don't have NIL money like that.
I looked it up. There's a thing called the Boilermaker Collective. It's very speculative what he makes, but they value him, the NIL values, at $850,000 for Zach Edey. Okay. That doesn't mean he's making that, but there is a collective there, and there is a robust NIL system that was not in place just 2 years ago.
Yeah, but $2 million is a whole lot for a basketball player.
Yeah.
Football, I could understand that, but basketball, that's a lot for Zach Edey. All right, coming up next hour, Doris Burke, the ESPN analyst, will join us. She's covering the NBA Finals for the Mothership. And more of your phone calls as well. Seton, update the poll results from the first hour of this program.
Dan, we have a more disrespected team. The Nuggets or the Heat right now? The Nuggets still running away with the disrespect, 69%.
I think the Heat have gotten respect. I do. The Celtics didn't get respect, but they didn't deserve it. Hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.